woman in the UFO's doorway wants me to go into their ship.
Woman?
The one with the bikini and the high heels. There's three more behind her. Can't you see them?
No.
I see four gray aliens.
We have your tour dates for the Andromeda Galaxy, Bill. This is your tour ship, and we are your road crew.
Pinch me if you don't see this, but is she holding a cigarette in one hand and an open book in the other?
Ow!
Careful on there, and you'll make Pete jealous.
Shh, Pete! Nikolai, why can't we see and hear what Bill's experiencing?
I think Mr. Bill's already on a higher plane.
What's that you're reading, Miss Alien?
The philosopher Hannah Arendt.
Really?
These are my kind of extraterrestrials.
Come on, Bill.
Okay, folks, gotta go. The saucer's waiting. Bye, Onera. Take care, you hear?
Bye, Bill. And thanks for everything.
Bye, old man.
Goodbye, Mr. Bill.
I'll be waiting up ahead for y'all. Oh, and Onera, want my advice? Ditch the bucket. You deserve better.
Oh, and there he goes. Yes, Pete, I know you think good riddance. I happen to feel I've lost my soulmate.
I think we should return to London now.
Nikolai and I made our way back through the correct portal and into the museum. A coffee was called for at the plastic cafe.
You have the desert in your hair. Oh. Don't shake. I've seen enough sand for one day.
Sorry. So, you were going to tell me why you were on trial.
Was I? How's your neutrino cappuccino?
Had your trial something to do with the aliens?
Mine's all froth, no coffee. Well, that's neutrinos for you.
Nikolai, are you in danger?
Me? No. No danger whatsoever.
Nikolai! You've been shot!
It's just a scratch.
Nikolai! Nikolai! He's dead!
Who killed Nikolai? And why? Was it the aliens? Was it the clocks? Or was it someone else? Was this punishment for his crime? Or was this because we were getting too close to the Book of Black Light? And most importantly of all, who's going to pay for the coffees?
If we catch the eye of that barista carrying the coffee, she might conceivably wipe our table.
She's so old, she looks like she'll drop it.
Which? Her eye or the coffee?
Oh!
At least she saved a saucer.
This doesn't feel like normal. I should be thinking about something.
You have the desert in your hair. Oh. Don't shake. I've seen enough sand for one day.
Sorry. So, you were going to tell me why you were on trial.
Was I? How's your neutrino cappuccino?
Had your trial something to do with the aliens?
Mine's all froth, no coffee. Well, that's neutrinos for you.
Nikolai, are you in danger?
Me? No. No danger whatsoever. Oh!
Nikolai! You've been shot!
It's just a scratch.
Nikolai! Nikolai! He's dead!
Onera!
Oh.
You fell asleep. You're exhausted.
I dreamt you were shot with a ray gun. Murdered.
Perhaps it's a premonition. You're afraid I don't have enough to pay for the coffees.
My name is Onera. I'm on a quest to find the mysterious Book of Black Light, which contains the final secrets of the universe, and will tell me my destiny. My unique role in saving the cosmos. My companions are Nikolai, a venerable Dutch alchemist, and a bucket of water and some argyle socks, which is all that remains of my boyfriend Pete, after an encounter with a power-crazed electrical appliance. I left Nikolai in the plastic cafe. I was still dislocated after the dream. I needed to do something therapeutic. So I headed straight into the supermarket next door.
Staff announcement. Eloise to customer service. There's an abusive teenager wants a refund for his mouthwash.
On the aisle with the toiletries was an American customer. He was in his mid-50s. He wore a Hawaiian shirt over his faded flannels. He was thinning on top, but he had a full beard and moustache. He was scanning the shelves of women's antiperspirants.
Say, you wouldn't know if they have shaving foam, would you? You know, men's shaving foam?
I think it's further down.
Oh, gee, thanks. That's kind of you. You don't seem to have an ulterior motive in helping me. Do you mind if I test if you're a human?
I'd like to know the answer myself.
Here's the test. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Kick me.
Why?
Kick me.
No.
Good. You passed. You're not an android.
How did that prove that I'm not an android?
Because if you say to an android, kick me, it kicks you.
But I could have kicked you and still have been human.
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't have stopped at that. If you were human, you would probably have kicked me and then said, I'm sorry, are you all right? Or, more likely, hurled abuse at me, grabbed my wallet, run off, found my wallet was empty, come back and beat the hell out of me for wasting your time. And that's okay, because that would also show you're human. Oh. See, humans operate in an emotional construct. You give an android a command, it does it. Doesn't think about consequences.
Ah, I can think of a case where your test wouldn't be conclusive, where it would fall down.
Tell me.
If you said to me, kick me, and I did, and then I pretended nothing had happened, then you couldn't tell whether I was an android or I was English.
Hmm. But you didn't kick me.
Well, all that proves is that I'm not English. But I am English, and I could be an android.
Hmm. It's a theory. I'll take as a working assumption you're not an android. My name's Phil. I'm a writer.
Oh, what do you write, Phil?
Science fiction, mainly. That's where I've been most successful. I've written mainstream novels, too, but they were only published after I was dead.
Is that a prediction?
It happened. It's all true, everything I say.
Then you're dead?
Uh-huh.
Wow, what's it like being dead?
Like, visiting one of your post offices?
I'm an error.
Glad to meet you.
Oh, sorry, this is Pete, what remains of my boyfriend.
Hi, Pete.
Okay. Pete says he's read all your books.
I'm flattered.
When he was younger.
You mean, when you were a droplet, Pete?
No, when he was a boy.
Well, goodbye, Anira. And remember, if you want to find the Book of Black Light, Elias holds the key.
Oh, wait! How do you know about the book? And who is this Elias?
Elias? He's the legendary alchemist, the wanderer, the one from whom nothing is concealed.
Do you think he knows about my destiny?
It's impossible to say unless we find him. He was last sighted in the Sahara.
Recently?
Yes, 1912.
Here comes our elderly barista with our order.
There you are. Two neutrino cappuccinos.
Thank you.
How long have you worked here?
Since 1937. I started when I was 17. There's been a coffee house on this side for 300 years. Here's your bill. No hurry. Pay when you've slurped. Just a song
at twilight. What a nice old lady.
You have the desert in your hair.
Oh.
Don't shake. I've seen enough sand for one day.
Sorry. You were going to tell me why you were on trial.
Was I? How's your neutrino cappuccino?
Had your trial something to do with the aliens?
Mine's all froth. No coffee. Well, that's neutrinos for you.
Nikolai, are you in danger?
Me? No. No danger whatsoever.
Nikolai! You've been shot!
It's just a scratch.
Nikolai! Oh, I remember. This is where I wake up. No? No! Nikolai! Nikolai! Oh, he really is dead. I ran back to Nikolai's bookshop. I didn't know where else to go. Who would want to kill Nikolai? And why? Was it the aliens or was it someone else? Was this punishment for his unexplained crime or was this because we were getting too close to the Book of Black Light and its secrets? Was it something to do with my destiny? They might come after me. What should I do? Yes, Pete. I know if I'd listened to you, I wouldn't be in this mess. All right, then. Give me some good advice. Buy shares in water companies. You know what, Pete? I think we need to consider where this relationship's going. froze. The killer had come for me.
When the lights
oh, it's only you, thank goodness. You look different. You still look 87 and you're still wearing your coffee ball uniform, but you look changed. Blank. Like a mask.
You didn't pay for your coffee?
Sorry.
You left a dead body?
It's Nikolai. He was murdered.
That won't do.
Oh, well, I know.
Barter's not acceptable.
Barter?
Cash or cards only.
You don't tote a laser, do you?
Pay me. Pay me.
Yes, how much?
£362.58.
For two cappuccinos?
And two free mint chocolates.
Sorry, there must be some mistake.
Pay me.
At that moment, a second venerable barista entered the bookshop. She was identical to the first. She lurched towards me, a hand outstretched.
Pay me.
And are you twins?
Pay me.
Yes, but how much do I owe you?
£7,482.47.
Hang on a minute. She said it was 300, not 7,000.
Pay me. Pay me.
You can't both be right. Unless the 300's before the service charge. They both advanced towards me. I made a dash for it and skidded out through the back door. In the alley was another aged barista, identical to the first two.
Pay me, pay me.
How much?
£56,221.16. Plus VAT.
Oh. I ran onto the high street. Four more elderly coffee bar staff, all exactly like the others, were advancing from different directions.
Pay me.
They had me surrounded.
Pay me.
Pay me.
Pay me.
How much?
108,000.
300,000.
675,000.
900,000.
Pay me.
Onera.
I looked up. The whole sky was filled with an enormous face. A face I knew well. He looked leaden, but it was definitely Nikolai.
Onera. Make your way to the museum, quickly.
And then the face disappeared, and the normal grey sky was plastered above me. I dodged between the elderly coffee makers. The toilets. Go out of this room, turn right, go straight on, and they're behind the cast of Rodin's Thinker.
Thank you.
The replicated OAP baristas had even got inside the museum. One had penetrated as far as the gallery where I normally work.
Pay me.
Don't you want the toilet?
No. £1,000,000.
That's an awful lot for two cappuccinos.
It's the froth. Worth every penny.
I took refuge in the museum library, bolting the door behind me. One of the manuscripts that Nikolai had been looking at began making a sound. I opened it up.
Ah, oh, about time.
Nikolai, you're dead.
Do I look deceased?
Your face has become an open book.
Not a sign that I'd be found.
If you're not dead, what are you?
Where are you would be more appropriate. I carried out an alchemical experiment. It took 2 days to work.
That's what comes of using a casserole dish. Well, what was this experiment, Nikolai?
To construct a black hole from household objects. I added a few grains of transmutation powder to food packaging, a two-slice toaster and a dishwasher tablet.
And you created a black hole?
Not quite. Instead, I think I proved string theory because I've been thrust into the ten-dimensional universe. It happened when we were in the plastic cafe.
Oh, I knew there was something wrong with that milk.
When I was sucked into the universe of string, the nearest your world could approximate to that event was for it to appear that I was killed by a laser beam.
Well, why don't you come back?
I can't, Onera, on my own. The only answer is to find the Lux Ater. It will unlock all the remaining secrets of the cosmos and tell you
how to release these.
We haven't had much luck in finding the book.
I've told you before. The museum's a source of phenomenal psychic power. I believe that's due to the presence of the Lux Ata. I'm going to tell you how to conduct an alchemical experiment that will force the museum to reveal its secret.
I carried out the experiment using some lab equipment from the museum's restoration department, some chemicals borrowed from the cleaning lady's trolley, and a miniaturized nuclear reactor disguised as a packet of throat lozenges from Lost Property. I followed Nikolai's instructions. At first, nothing happened. But then...
Nikolai! The library's starting to rotate.
It's working.
We were spinning faster and faster.
It's working.
Ah, I'm pinned to the wall.
Not long now.
My watch is always counting clockwise. At last, the room stopped rotating.
What's through that door, Nikolai?
Through there, Omega, lies the gateway to the book.
It was a semi-tropical forest, full of primitive giant ferns and stunted trees. But there was no sign of any book. But there was a footprint of something very, very large.
That's what I call a hungry dinosaur. And I'm lunch.
Hey, me!
A barista! Here in the Cretaceous period!
Hey!
That's one less bill.
I just made it back safely into the museum library.
Well, that didn't work.
Try the experiment one more time.
The room began spinning. My watch hands flashed forwards. And when the room stopped, a whole wall had become glass.
A window onto the future.
It's a gleaming metal city and... Oh, no. The sea of identical elderly baristas. Nikolai, there's something wrong. The museum isn't leading us to the book. These replica baristas turn up everywhere. In the past, the future, now.
Somehow they're preventing the experiment from working, Omira. You must get rid of the elderly coffee makers. Only then will the museum reveal the whereabouts of the secret book.
Who's going to help me do that?
Staff announcement. Can contract cleaner Abelard go to I-6 for a spinach? There's a pile of muesli and some cardboard, and we can't tell which is which.
Bill!
Oh, hi, Anira. Hey, have you seen any eggplants? I want to stuff them.
No.
Say, you okay?
I'm being pursued.
Aliens?
Worse. Thousands of identical coffee bar staff.
They're everywhere.
They've taken over London.
I saw that through the store window, an army of them. I thought it must be a public holiday where everybody dresses up like wedding staff.
Oh.
Some English tradition like Morris dancing or hating your relatives at Christmas.
Phil... I think they're androids.
Okay, here's what we do. We catch one and try to find out what they're really up to.
Oh, there's one coming.
I'll hide behind this pallet of mushrooms. You pretend to shop.
But what's my motivation?
Hey,
I need a basket.
Hey,
oh, it's too late.
Hey, me.
Gotcha!
Hey, me.
Hold it, Phil!
Uh-oh, I pulled her head off.
That's all right. Phil, it's not human.
We can't say that for certain yet, but this head is definitely artificial.
Oh, look. The features are above the face.
Seems to be some kind of shiny metal underneath. Body's metal, too.
Well, it's hollow.
No, it's filled with something. Let me see. It's string. It's filled with balls of string.
String? Well, can you explain it, Phil?
I'll consult my dead mother.
The dead have mobiles.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I suppose you get a cheap tariff off peak.
Hi, Mom. Okay, yeah. Mom, I'm 53. Stop telling me how to run my death. Okay, bye.
families.
Mom knows what's causing the replicant coffee bar staff.
Is it the end of the world?
No, I think there's several hours to go. The artificial baristas are caused by an accounting error. Know anyone who's been messing around with the 10th dimension?
Nikolai!
You see, it's all to do with the interaction of accounting and string theory. If there's any financial imbalance in the 1 × 9 spatial dimensions, it causes an anomaly in the 10-dimensional continuum, which has to be balanced out by a corresponding abnormality in Einsteinian space-time.
So there's a legion of elderly coffee bar staff because Nikolai didn't pay for the drinks.
Universes have been destroyed for less.
But why are all the baristas demanding to be paid different amounts?
Consultancy fees. In the future, various firms of consultants must have been called in to sort the problem out.
Well, they failed, haven't they? Some of their fees are a million times the original bill.
That shows they're good firms.
And your mother knew all of this?
She knows everything, but don't tell her. She'll tell you she already knows.
Is there any way to stop the baristas?
Mom said if you go back to the source of the problem, the solution should be apparent.
The plastic cafe. Oh, thanks, Phil, and thank your mother, too.
I think we're kindred spirits, Anera.
Then come with me. I need your help.
I gotta stay here, in this store. I have some more purchases to make.
Phil, are you haunting this supermarket?
Me? No. She is.
When I reached the plastic cafe, one of the elderly baristas was locking the door. She didn't seem like the other replicas. By the way she dropped the keys and bumped her head against the door handle, I knew she was human.
Hello, dearie. Too late. The plastic cafe has closed for good. Up to 300 years.
You'd be able to take a holiday at last.
I'd rather be working. At my age, low wages are all I've got to look forward to. But all these pestilential look-alike baristas have made the population of London afraid to step outside their own front doors. Mm. So there's an economic slump. And the plastic cafe's up for sale.
Oh. How would I go about buying it?
Buying it, dearie? They're practically giving it away.
I went upstairs to the solicitor's office with Maeve, the old barista. They were handling the sale of the plastic cafe. I bought it for the sum of £1.
Congratulations, dearie.
I'm the proud owner of a failed coffee bar.
You're the owner of history. 3 centuries worth.
Maeve, I'd like you to run the plastic cafe.
Thank you, dearie. But I don't think it'll ever open again because of them. They're coming.
I still have time. Coffee shop's account ledgers. Quick. Where is it? Here. Cost of 2 unpaid neutrino cappuccinos. £3.90.
How awful! I'm going to be killed by lots and lots of replicas of me.
As the legal owner of the plastic cafe, I hereby pay myself the sum of £3.90 and so cancel the debt.
They've all disappeared. Well done, dearie.
Which proves that help from beyond the grave is better than hiring consultants. With the interdimensional financial balance restored, I could conduct the experiment again. And this time, the museum would have to reveal the secret location of the Luxata. I rushed back, but at the top of the steps, a blind man stepped in front of me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Here's your cane.
Only the blind can truly see. Meaning is revealed only after things have disappeared.
Yes, because thinking only understands what's gone. That's why we have memories.
I tell the story of what's past and what's absent.
Oh, how can you do that?
The blind are not distracted, and so they can concentrate on what can be seen no longer.
Oh.
Goodbye.
After he'd gone, I realized what I could see no longer was my purse. The museum library had been ransacked. Volumes were strewn everywhere. There was no sign of Nikolai, but I sensed I was not alone. An alien appeared at the top of a bookcase. It was carrying a yellow disc. It climbed down the bookcase ladder and faced me. Then the alien threw the yellow disc at my head. It was a frisbee, and I caught it. Nikolai's face was on it.
Ah, O'Neill! Thank goodness, the aliens were having a knockout competition, and I'm dizzy from being thrown backwards and forwards across the room.
What happened here?
Some of the elderly coffee maker clones broke in and started tearing the place apart. And then they popped out of existence, taking our lab equipment with them.
Oh, no. I feel guilty now for getting rid of them.
We can't continue the experiment without the equipment.
But the book...
Listen to me. You must find someone who has the power to see what is hidden. It is our only chance now to find the book.
Who, Nikolai?
Onera, you must find a blind man.
I've just met one. He stole my purse. If we can get help from a blind man, why did we need to try the experiment?
Because I'm a professional alchemist. I have appearances to maintain.
Where am I going to find a second blind man at lunchtime?
Staff announcement. Can Abelard and Eloise please go to the fruit and veg aisle? There's a customer with a sagging cucumber. He wants help with his sell-by date.
Hi, Onera. Still being chased by metal pensioners with detachable heads?
Oh, no, that's over. Thanks to you, Phil, and your mum. I've come to collect Pete's bucket. Thank you for looking after him. I hope it didn't cause any problems.
No, he's been making friends with the bottles of mineral water. You know where this supermarket keeps the dog meat? I need it in case things get tight and I can't pay my bills.
But Phil, you're dead.
Doesn't stop them giving me new credit cards.
If only you were blind.
I am to what I can't see.
That'll do. I need your help again.
I know. I consulted the I Ching. It told me today I'd meet a dark-haired girl on a quest for a rare manuscript.
I'm blonde.
Ah, the I Ching's 3,000 years old. You can't expect it to be that close on every detail.
I need you to help me find the Book of Black Light.
Don't look up. There's a huge metallic face with a gray beard filling the sky out there. He's frowning down on us.
Oh, it's all right, Phil. I know him.
Onera!
Huh. Is he, you know, is he a vast intelligence we might refer to in shorthand as G-O-D?
No. He's an alchemist.
No kidding.
He's Dutch.
Makes sense.
And 400 years old.
And his face is filling the sky?
Yes. He's trapped in the 10th dimension. That's my companion, Nikolai. The one who didn't pay for the coffees.
You know, I really like you, Onera. Someday you're going to make a lonely science fiction writer very happy.
So you'll help?
Sure. How?
I was thinking you might write the story of how I find the Book of Black Light.
Okay, I could write that for you. That's what I'm good at.
How long would it take?
With or without contract?
Without.
2 years.
And with?
2 days.
Couldn't you write it anyway?
No contract, no story. And I want union rate.
But you're dead.
Dead writers are always treated better than the living. I want union rate for the deceased.
I don't have a contract to give you, Phil.
Onera! Perhaps I can end this impasse. Onera, pour a bag of that wholemeal flour on the floor and stand back.
Appearing in the flower.
Voila! A contract for you, Phil.
Suffering succotash. That's incredible. If only the BBC could be that quick.
It works even better with self-raising flour.
I don't actually need paying. I just need a contract. It sets me free.
Phil, you're leaving the supermarket.
At last I can return to my work. Writing is everything. Shopping's for those without release, like her.
Well, what about my story of how I find the book? You agreed to write it.
Bye, Onera.
But Phil, I thought you'd help me. No one will help me.
Remember what I said about Elias.
Onera, Phil was our last chance to find the book. I'm weak. My past has caught up with me and is pulling me deeper into the 10th dimension. I can resist no longer. I'll be lost forever. Goodbye, Onera.
No!
Now you'll never fulfill your destiny. Forgive me, Onera. Forgive me.
Nikolai! Shut up, Pete. My name is Onera. At least I think it is. So much has gone so horribly wrong, it's become hard to be certain of anything anymore. I work as a museum attendant, but I've always believed I'd been marked out for a special destiny. Nikolai, a 400-year-old Dutch alchemist from a painting I guard, confirmed that I had a special role to play in saving the universe. He's helped me in the search for the Luxata, the Book of Black Light, an ancient manuscript that reveals the final secrets of the cosmos and my destiny. We were getting so close to finding it when we discovered that my museum turns out to be not only a hub of psychic energy, but also a portal into different zones in space and time, which makes for a very interesting lunch hour. But Nikolai's been sucked into the 10th dimension because of some crime he committed in the past, so now I've lost both Nikolai and my boyfriend Pete, who's been reduced to a bucket of water and a pair of Argyle socks after being attacked by a giant cannibalistic fridge. Phil, the science fiction writer, promised to help me, and then he disappeared. Writers! Give me a plumber any day. Now there's just me and my bucket of water boyfriend, Pete. Oh, poor Pete. I have to try to keep my mind occupied, otherwise I'll go potty. Question, where are we when we think? Yes, Pete, right now we're in Nikolai's antiquated bookshop. No, Pete, his books aren't ours to sell, even if he is never coming back. Thesis. The Roman philosopher Cato said, you're never let alone than when you're on your own. Odd thing to say. Thinking's one of those things you do on your own when no one else is around. Like cutting your toenails.
I've kept you a clipping.
Oh, Nikolai! There was an old-fashioned tape recorder on the counter. I'd never seen it before.
From a newspaper. I think you'll find it interesting.
Definitely, Nikolai. Rewind.
I recorded this tape, Onera, in case anything happened to me. As you're listening to it, that means I'm no longer with you.
Oh, no. What should I do?
How should I know? I'm a tape recording. Try fast forward.
Nikolai.
One black cape. Black tunics and a pair of blue pajamas with little pink cauldrons on them and matching bed socks.
It's just an alchemist laundry list.
To say that I'm sorry, Onera, that I failed you, try to forgive me.
Oh.
Or eating your yogurt. Try to forget all that's happened and go back to your old life. I wish I could.
Oh, no, 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 Nikolai, no! Oh. The toilet. Go through the next room and then under the arch depicting the agitated pigeons. You can't miss it.
Thank you.
I dragged myself back to work a couple of days later. Everything seemed futile when a courier cycled into my gallery, nearly knocking Pete's bucket over.
Careful!
Special delivery for Onera.
A package for me?
Yeah, sign here, please.
Oh, there's a note. Dear Onera, here's the story I promised you. Yours, Phil, the science fiction writer. You know, the bearded guy from California. It's the script for a radio play. Wow, it's the length of a novel. When he wrote it so fast, he only left 2 days ago.
He's used to impossible deadlines. He's worked for the BBC.
Oh, he didn't let me down after all. Well, if he wrote what I asked him to, then this must be the story of how I find the Book of Black Light.
Have you read any of Phil's stuff?
No, but my bucket has. All right, Pete.
I wouldn't expect the expected in this story if I was you.
The pages are blank.
No, they're not. They just haven't been written on yet.
What sort of story is this?
Unfolding. You only see the story so far. Have another look.
Onera received a manuscript from Phil, which proved he was as good as his word.
It's accurate, see?
But it doesn't tell me if I'll find the book.
Ah, that would kill the suspense. Goodbye.
Oh. Phil's radio script doesn't solve any of my problems.
think. The medium of thinking is speech. And that means if you're going to think, you need someone to talk to listen to disagree with. When you're by yourself, the person you talk to is you. You ask the questions.
And answer them.
Who are you?
Who am I? Who are you?
I'm an error.
Well, I'm an error too.
But you're me.
You're me.
There's two Aneras.
Oh, you are so slow, aren't you? I am the person you talk to when you're on your own. I am yourself. You're an era, and I'm an era too.
I have better dress sense.
We're identical. Except I don't have a boyfriend in a bucket. Oh. He makes such a quaint fashion accessory. No, I'm a free agent in the boyfriend department. So, listen to me. If we meet any good-looking, intelligent, financially and otherwise well-endowed blokes, I'll have to pass you off as my dumb twin sister.
Oh, well, why not pretend I'm not there?
Oh, okay then.
Am I normally this rude to myself?
Oh, you don't know the half of it. But there's one other thing you need to know about me.
About myself, you mean?
No, about me. You are so self-centred. What you need to remember is this. I don't exist. I'm a projection of your mental activity. I know it's a tough one to get your head round, thicko, so you better write it down and mull it over later. Have you got a pen?
If you don't exist, how is it you're eating an ice cream?
Because I'm hungry.
Where did you get it?
Don't even think you're having any of mine. Buy your own. There's a kiosk outside the museum.
But if you're me, why are you eating a prune and pistachio cornet? I don't like ice cream, Anera.
Well, I do, Anera. I told you, you don't know the half of yourself. I'm not here by choice, you know. I'd rather be out clubbing.
I don't dance.
I don't doubt. Can we get on with it? I'm going for a drink later with some other mental projections I met at a party.
You have to stay with me all the time.
Only while you're thinking. I'm allowed some time off, you know. Although I'm lucky if I get half a day with you. I'd be better off as a nanny.
We have two problems to think about. One, we have to find the Book of Black Light. And two, we have to get Nikolai out of the ten-dimensional universe hypothesized by string theory and back into our familiar four-dimensional space-time world, which is, of course, incorporated in the aforementioned multidimensional construct.
Oh, you are so dull. Why do we have to rescue Nikolai?
Because without him, we can't find the book.
Oh, he's a bit of a loser, though, isn't he?
He's 400 years old.
I'd like to see him try to get health insurance. I mean, he carries out an experiment to make a black hole and he ends up stuck in the 10th dimension. What an idiot! He got himself into that mess. He can get himself out of it again.
Oh, I didn't realise I had such a caring side to my personality. Nikolai saved my life.
He told us we wouldn't need to find the book. The book would find us.
It's true. He did.
Ah, it hasn't though, has it?
Maybe it got lost at Clapham Junction.
Maybe Nikolai's just not that good at that alchemy stuff.
Well, let's see if Nikolai said anything about you on this tape he left. It still works.
Into a retirement home for alchemists. Well, Onera, by now you're probably talking to yourself.
Oh, the tape's got twisted again.
Oh, forget him. We can do without Nikolai.
Do without him?
Face facts, babe. He's gone and he's not coming back.
I know. I've tried finding the book myself. I failed.
You've gone about it the wrong way. To find the book, you have to find the author.
I don't know who wrote it.
You don't need to know. You know the title. That's enough. We go to the British Library. If it exists, they'll know. Hey, they might even have it.
And if they do?
Oh. We steal it.
I don't steal.
Stolen knowledge is still knowledge. Come on.
How do we get to the British Library?
By bus. Hang on, I want another ice cream. Vanilla and red kidney bean sorbet when you've got a second, please, boss.
£2.50, please, love.
Now, don't look at me. I'm not paying.
Take your own ice cream.
I haven't got any money. I'm a mental projection, innit?
All right. In my handbag.
I'll put the bucket down. It'll make looking for your money easier.
Find my purse.
You can't be talking to someone and thinking about them at the same time.
What?
You can't think about someone you're actually with.
Obviously. Otherwise we can't remember them.
So, every thought we give to someone's always too late because they're no longer there. The bus! Pete's bucket! Knocked it into the gutter!
Oh, no! The water's pouring down the train!
Oh, Pete! Are you down there, Pete?
No way!
gone.
Ah, well. That solves the problem of what to do with an unwanted boyfriend, doesn't it?
Pete wasn't unwanted.
Poor Pete. He should have been paying attention.
Well, yeah, maybe. Look at it this way. Now Pete's an afterthought, so you can remember him. Being apart's the only way you can be with someone for all time.
I can see why you're not popular with blokes.
At least I saved Pete's little girl's socks from going down the tree.
Oh, no way! My watch face has cracked.
There's mine. Look at Big Ben. It's broken in half.
The ground's splitting in two.
Oh, no, the split's heading for us.
Is it an earthquake? What's happening? Nikolai, are you there? Help!
Nera, you may experience a crack in time.
I can't keep my balance.
Neither can I.
I'm falling into the chasm.
We think. We're not where we think we are. Instead, we're surrounded by images that only we can see. Thinking abolishes distance, both in terms of time and space. Everything we think about is here, now. There is no past.
There is no future.
These are only images of the past.
Images
of a possible future. And being images, when I stop thinking about them, they vanish.
How did that feel?
Okay. But I think you need more practice. Where were we?
Falling! Ow! Ow!
Are you all right, Anera?
Yes. Are you, Anera, too?
Yeah, no damage. Landed on my bum.
We seem to be at the bottom of a ravine. The sides are so high I can't see the top.
It's a bit cramped down here, isn't it? Not enough room to swing an electron.
What a strange place. The wall behind us is composed of three-dimensional images. Look! There's the sinking of the Titanic.
Oh, no way! There's Leonardo da Vinci repainting the Mona Lisa.
That must be the original, the one where she's laughing and has no teeth. And there's outside the museum a few moments ago.
The wall in front of us is also made up of images.
Cities floating in the sky.
England winning the World Cup.
No, that's behind us.
An end to global warming.
A cure for Sudoku.
These must be the walls of time.
And we're between them. Where are we?
Place where something's absent.
What's absent?
That which has been and gone. And that which is yet to come.
You mean free skill milk and ulcers?
The past and the future. There's a gap between them, an interstice. And we're in that narrow corridor between the future and the past.
Is that what you think?
It's where we think.
Looks like we're free to wander through this gap. Maybe we'll find the meaning of human existence.
This tiny space between the past and the future is the present.
Could do with the floor sweeping.
Anera, do you think the gap's getting narrower?
Yes. Oh, no. The walls are moving in.
Oh, no, they're pressing against
What's
us.
What's happening, Anera?
There's a struggle between the past and the future. They both want to turn the present into themselves.
They both want to turn us into pancakes. We're being crushed. If only Nikolai were here.
And by the time you hear this, I expect you'll both be wishing I was there.
Yes.
But one of you thinks you can do without me.
Nikolai, we can't survive this much longer.
Oh, look, I take it back. I'm sorry. We can't do without you.
Well, if it was me being crushed in the gap between the past and the future...
Yes?
I'd use the escalator.
Where did that come from?
Well, never mind that. You heard the alchemist. Get on it.
We've reached the top.
This place looks well familiar.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the toilets are?
Stuff the toilets.
Oh.
Sorry, she's a bit upset. Her boyfriend was washed down the drain.
Perhaps the search for the book is pointless after all.
No, it isn't.
Perhaps the search for meaning is pointless, leads to nothing. Perhaps I should give up thinking.
Before you make me redundant, and by the way, what a good reference. Let's see if Nikolai's left a final message.
My last advice, Onera, is to read the story Phil left you. And so, Onera, farewell. Oh, one last thing. I learned that...
Oh, I don't believe it. The tape's destroyed.
The story. Where is it?
It's here.
And the two Oneras, having been rescued from the chasm in time, learned that the museum had just acquired a painting called Lux Atta, or Black Light. So Nikolai was right. The book is in the museum.
In here.
Oh, they've just finished hanging it. Wow, it's huge.
No way, that's Black Light. Who painted it? A tipsy decorator.
Let's see. The artist, Elias. The legendary alchemist. He holds the key to the book.
Well, if he holds a key, he wants locking up. That's not a painting. It's a plate of red and blue spaghetti.
Or string. And the background's as black as the entrance to a tunnel. Look, in the middle, among the patterns. Can you make out a figure?
Oh, yeah, it looks like someone's face and hands pressed against a window.
Yes, it's Nikolai. We found him. He's in the painting. Means it must be a representation of a ten-dimensional universe.
Or it's a gateway into the ten-dimensional universe. I'm going to find out.
How?
I'm a projection of your thinking, right?
Yes, unfortunately.
Then I occupy no space or time.
Yes.
So I simply step into the painting. There's nothing to stop me because I am nothing.
Isn't it dangerous?
Oh, relax. All I'm doing is walking into the painting. It's not like I'm violating any laws of physics or something. Nikolai! Oh. Nikolai!
Who are you?
Don't you even recognize me, Dutch?
I haven't been introduced socially to any multicolored balls of twine. At least, not to the best of my knowledge. Although I do remember a rather fetching basket case of ribbons at a Dada cabaret in Zurich.
Whatever. It's me, Anera. Huh? Well, Anera too, actually. This is the form I take in this world, apparently.
No worse than mine. A yellow crochet tea cosy. I thought you'd forgotten me.
Well, no. Come to get you out, haven't I?
There's no possibility of me leaving this ten-dimensional universe. The strings won't let me.
Look, don't worry about me. I'll get you out. In disguise.
I'm back, Anera.
Did you have to rip the painting as you came out?
Oh, chill. It's an abstract. No one even notice.
What's this wrapped in string? Looks like a rope, Mummy.
It's Nikolai. It's the only way I could smuggle him out.
Nikolai! Oh, he's alive! Let's unwrap him! I can't understand a word he's saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Cut the string from his face.
Theoretical physics is a rediscovery of alchemy. That's better.
Nikolai! I never thought I'd see you again. Now you're safely back in the four-dimensional world.
It will feel a lot less constrained once I'm free from all this string. Onera, too, if you please, untie me.
There's something we need to discuss first.
What, pray?
Expenses. We're running up quite a bill now. Travel, meals, scissors, string, and it's all coming out of Onera's purse. So how can we claim? Do we invoice you, or is there an agency?
I'm an alchemist. I'll transmute some lead into gold for you later. Now, would you please mind cutting me free? Thank you. I never want to see another piece of string.
Oi, you aliens! Stop trying to hide and line up over here. That includes you, mister. Pretending to be a grey plasticine sculpture.
She's rather forceful, your mental projection.
And stop sucking your thumb. It's disgusting. Yes, all three of them.
I'm not sure I like my other self. There's more and more of those aliens every day.
They're congregating. Elias must be in London. We have to find him quickly. We won't be given another chance to get the book.
Don't suppose Elias would be happy you put your foot through his painting.
He won't be happy to see me in any case.
How are we going to find him?
Leave that to me. Right. You aliens. Take us to Elias, or I'll practice parking your flying saucer.
As it turned out, we didn't have far to go. Elias was in the museum kitchen. He was 6'6", with white hair and a white beard. And he was dressed all in white, apart from the pink rubber gloves he was wearing, because he was washing them.
Pink is so you, Elias. Huh?
Nikolai.
Yes, it's me, Nikolai Vandermeer.
And I'm Rhaenyra.
And so am I.
Elias got a small key hung round his neck. That must be the key to the book.
I've waited centuries to find the Lux Ater, and now you must hand it over.
You can never have the book.
Then give the book to Rhaenyra. She is entitled to know her destiny.
She too is banned from seeing the book.
Cool, he sounds like a stroppy librarian.
Why can't I see the book, Elias?
Because of his crime.
Oh, what did he do? Scribble in the first edition of Shakespeare?
Actually, I spilt some ink on it.
He committed the greatest crime an alchemist can commit. He gave away the secrets of making the Philosopher's Stone. The power to change lead into gold.
Who did he tell?
Them.
The aliens. And I thought they were all wearing that bling because they were rappers.
Nikolai, how could you do that?
I was young. I was impetuous. I was only 150.
Ever since, I've had to keep them in check.
I am truly repentant. And with the help of the Lux Ater, I can redeem myself.
You can never have the book. For then you would undo the wrong you did and know the secrets of the universe. That would make you more powerful than me. And that can't happen. Because my nanny said I would be the greatest alchemist in history.
Well, he said he's sorry. I don't see why I should be prevented from knowing my destiny. Especially if the fate of the universe depends on it.
My word is final.
Oh.
You will never see the book.
Oh, we'll see about that. Give me that key!
You dare challenge me?
Rhaenyra, you better control your other self. Elias is very dangerous.
All right, I'll take it myself.
Let go of the key.
Rhaenyra, take it. The cold reach. What's happening?
Elias and your other self have been beamed up to that flying saucer. The aliens want to make use of the secret I foolishly gave them.
Goodbye, Rhaenyra! But we came so close. The key! My other self got it after all!
Let me see. What does this unlock? What is there in the kitchen that needs a key?
Nothing. But there's a fridge. Oh. You always said the book would be found in a cold place.
This fridge has a lock on it. And this key fits.
Nikolai, there's a very old book in there.
We found it, Rhaenyra. We found the Lux Ater. Oh, the book is freezing to the touch.
Here, use Pete's Argyle socks as gloves to handle the book.
This is the moment we've been waiting for.
All my life has led up to this.
Finally, my wrongs are righted. I'm free from danger.
What about me? What does it say about me?
And she who is known as Rhaenyra will be the spectator.
Oh. I thought I might get to do something.
She will be the judge when the time comes of whether the universe shall continue or perish.
Ah, that's a pretty important job.
It is.
Do you think it comes with a free travel card?
We'll see.
Does it tell us the final secrets of the universe?
Yes. The universe was paid for with a mortgage. If the repayments aren't made, the universe will be repossessed.
Repossessed?
The other final secrets of the universe were written down in the Book of White Silence. Book of White Silence?
What's that?
See appendix. Those who seek the Book of White Silence deserve all they get.
Oh, sounds like a threat.
Nonsense. It's an ancient form of greeting. Press here for a preview of what to expect.
I wouldn't.
I already have. Nothing happened.
They found the looks at her.
My nanny said...
Multicolored balls of twine.
Well, I'm an hero too.
My name's Phil.
Clocks like me are dangerous.
I am Brian Roger Bacon.
My name's Bill.
For training purposes.
Cauldron of Delights.
An alien was brushing its teeth.
No, please.
Buy a bigger ladder.
I've got us a fridge.
I am 400
years
old.
Why do I feel like I've been through this before?
The byproduct of the economic cycle.
No big deal. My fridge doesn't work. How am I going to chill the champagne?
Well, you could blow it kisses. That ought to freeze the bottle.
Just get me a new fridge.
Why do I feel like I've been through this before?
It's romance and error. The byproduct of the economic cycle.
Pete, you're not in a bucket.
What are you talking about?
You're alive! Oh!
No. Careful. Don't damage the merchandise. Are you running a bath?
No.
Wait there. There's something in the bathroom.
Is it small green smoking a cigarette?
No, it's far more terrifying than an alien.
Then what is it?
Greetings, O'Neara.
It's a naked 400-year-old Dutch alchemist.
It's obscene. He's wearing a hat with a buckle in it.
I believe these argyle socks are yours, Pete.
I've been looking for those.
Nikolai, what's happened?
I told you time was loopy. Care to join me in the search for the Book of White Silence?
Will it be dangerous?
It could be.
Well...
There are many unanswered questions about your destiny and the future of the universe.
I'll think about it.
If you come with me, you'll get a free travel card.
I'll get my toothbrush.
Василиск Гнедов. Поэма 14. Ю.
Au.
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 Аутизм.
Okay, so this CD has gone very weird, so we're going to have to put something else on too.
Het is zaterdagavond, je doet wat mooie kleren aan, je gaat uit en je hebt veel plezier met je vrienden. Je gaat uit naar een discotheek of je gaat naar een leuke spot waar je wat kunt drinken. De avond daarna zit je thuis en je weet absoluut niet wat je moet doen. Er is een radioprogramma in de lucht en dat heet Radio Patapoe, godverdomme!
Say it loud, say it clear!
Michael is wat dan weer!
Say it loud, say it clear!
Michael is wat dan weer!
Say it loud, say it clear!
Michael is wat dan weer!
Say it loud, say it clear!
Michael is wat dan weer!
Some like wine and some like hops, but what I really love is my scotch. It's the power of positive drinking. Some people ruin their drinks with ice, and then they ask you for advice. They tell you, I've never told this to anyone else before. Say candy is dandy, but liquor makes quipsters, and I don't like mixers or sippers or sob sisters. You know, you have to be real careful where you sit down at a bar these days. And then some people drink to unleash their libidos, and other people drink to prop up their egos. It's my burden, man. People say I have the kind of face you can trust. pow, 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 power of positive drinking. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive.